It was the birthday yesterday of the poet John Ciardi. Here's Kevin Shortsleeve remembering the man who sang the sillies.
Once, long ago, in a faraway beginning by the sea, in, of course, a kingdom one fine day, with, why not, a lark in a tree. Yes, all the poems I ever see put all their larks in the air. Such poor, tired larks. Let one rest in my tree, I thought, so I put it there. So begins The King Who Saved Himself from Being Saved, written in John Ciardi's typical offhanded and whimsical way. Ciardi is unique in the field of children's poetry. His humorous, sophisticated voice celebrated playfulness in a manner that is perhaps unmatched in the field of verse for children. Born in Boston's North End in 1916, Ciardi worked his way through high school and college. While a student at the University of Michigan, he won the Avery Hopwood Award for Poetry, which helped launch his career as a poet and literary critic. What followed was a long string of similar successes, a professorship at Harvard, an abundance of published works for both adults and children, and even a stint as host of Accent, a weekly educational program on CBS television in the early 60s. Ciardi is probably best known, however, as the translator of Dante's Divine Comedy, his version being the canonical one for most college English students. As learned as Ciardi was, it is somewhat mind-boggling to witness how easily he could shift from serious works of scholarly criticism to nonsense rhymes. But he did it, and apparently with the greatest of ease. In his poem Sylvester, a kangaroo intercepts a letter containing a proposal of marriage. And much to the surprise of the gentleman who sent the letter, the kangaroo accepts his proposal. When the gentleman explains that the letter is intended for a lady and not a kangaroo, the animal angrily refuses his explanation and will not take no for an answer. So goes the nonsense of Professor Ciardi. If you really want to laugh and at the same time gain a little insight into childhood, seek out his picture books, such as The Monster's Den or The Man Who Sang the Sillies. All of his children's books were illustrated by Edward Gorey, whose deadpan line drawings are the perfect complement to Ciardi's humor. Once, musing about tucking his children into bed, Ciardi wrote, "Their voices are so soft away and slow that I have to think when it comes time to go that the luckies are the happies, and the happies are the sillies, and the sillies are the sweetest that I know."